USA Radio News.
An effort to keep President Trump in office is shot down. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday throws out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert telling Newsmax last night, judges are dismissing claims of fraud without hearing the evidence.
There still has not been one court, state or federal, that has had an evidentiary hearing and allowed the evidence of fraud to come in and be introduced.
Yeah.
So all this stuff about it being debunked, unsubstantiated, those are absolute lies, complete lies.
Gohmert says he'll appeal and he expects a ruling by Wednesday. Vandalism at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her San Francisco home, covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
English health officials now saying they don't recommend mixing different COVID vaccine doses. This comes after Public Health England suggested it was okay to use a different vaccine dose for the second shot if the one used in the first shot wasn't available. Dr. Anthony Fauci was among those criticizing that suggestion. Meanwhile, the U.S. is closing in on 350,000 COVID deaths, but New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lahida tells CBS News he sees good news ahead.
There are more vaccines coming. Some 30 more vaccines are going to be approved shortly. I expect the general public will be able to get this vaccine by the end of March or the beginning of April, so that by the spring, a lot of people, millions, tens of millions of people, should be vaccinated.
Lahida says those who refuse to take the vaccine are playing Russian roulette. The coronavirus being blamed for the death of a Virginia lawmaker, State Senator Ben Chafin Jr. passing away yesterday from COVID complications. He was 60. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The new strain of the coronavirus not raising alarms in the medical community. Tim Berg has more.
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A record set in the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Early voting now closed after 3 million votes are cast. That's the most votes ever cast in a Georgia runoff. The matchup is set for college football's national championship. It'll be Alabama versus Ohio State Monday, January 11th. Bama advancing with a 31-14 win over Notre Dame yesterday. The Buckeyes get past Clemson 49-28 last night in the other semifinal. And one of the NFL's longest streaks coming to an end. Baltimore Ravens punter Sam Cook has played in 239 straight games, but he's now on the COVID list after an inconclusive test. Cook's streak is the third longest active streak in the league. Dallas Cowboys long snapper L.P. Ladouceur has the longest active streak at 252 games. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.